Coromandel is entering, quote, unknown territory as it struggles to cope with yet more rain. Rick Lifting is the council's team leader of regional resistance, and he says the worry today is not just about flooding, but the geology of the area and how it may or may not behave as the region braces for another rough day. He joins us now. Kia ora. Hi, Rick.
Kia ora.
Well, just give us a sense of what it's like at the moment. You are expecting the bulk of the rain later today. How is it at the moment?
At the moment, it's okay. There's not too much rain falling. In fact, we are making the most of the break in the weather to have a helicopter reconnaissance with some experts from Regional Council, Thames Coromandel District Council and Waka Kotahi, just to see what we can see from the air and to help prepare for the upcoming rain. But we're in the situation due to the unprecedented amount of rain we've had over the last 1 or 2 months, and even from the start of this calendar year, we've had on the Coromandel over a metre of rain. So it's just that compounding effect, and it's something that we just haven't seen before. And we are in uncharted territory in terms of how our catchments will behave with this forecast rain coming over the next hour or two.
We know a number of roads have already been severely damaged. Are you expecting more damage to roads and bridges?
It all depends on how much rain we do get, and that's always a little bit of a dynamic situation. But with the information we have, the saturation of our catchments, what we've had already, we've had some, like you say, some significant impacts. It doesn't bode well if we do get significant rain across the Coromandel and to amplify those impacts.
In terms of being prepared, what is the message to your message to residents near waterways that there is a serious risk here with this red warning that there could be flash flooding again?
Yeah, so the red warning is not so much on the amount of rain, it's more what rain will fall and what impact that will have on our catchments, and primarily for land instability. Look, the Coromandel residents are pretty resilient, and especially to flooding, but this is something a little bit different. And we'd urge people to, if they're on steep or near steep land, to check for any unusual things such as cracks, but to be prepared that if there are significant landslips that impact the roading network, that some of our communities may be isolated for a period of time.
Yeah, are there clues and things people can watch out for if they are worried about the unstable nature of the land they're on? Are there any early warning signs that things might not be right?
Yeah, they normally start with cracks. Obviously, the more prone land is the more steep land, and where there are people can see cracks. Perhaps at their house, if the door isn't closing or opening properly, then there's some movement there. So if there is and there are any concerns, then people are urged to ring the local council, Thames Coromandel District Council. But obviously, if it's dire and it's emergency, please call 111.
What about access in and out of the region? Have you got anybody on standby in case you're cut off?
So that's Civil Defence is looking at that, and they are well prepared for those contingencies.
Are you going to need to do any sandbagging, or do you think, as you say, this is mainly about the land stability?
Our main concern is the land instability. Again, we're in sort of uncharted territory here. Flooding is a fairly common occurrence on the Coromandel. If it rains, it generally floods. So
you know where it's going to go, right? Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. But this is the thing with the landslips. We don't know where, we don't know when, we don't know the intensity of them. So that's why we're taking a very, very precautionary approach. Like I said, the unprecedented rain we've had, there's more rain coming. We've already had quite major slips. The Kopahikawai has a major slip, and that's closed. So it's precautionary, yeah.
Oh, well, all the best, Rick. Really appreciate you talking to us this morning. Rick Lifting there is the council's in Coromandel. It's the team leader of regional resistance.